G'day, I'm Alistair Rayner. Welcome to my podcast, Rayner Reckons. I'm actually bringing you some podcasts and sounds from the Sydney Royal Easter Show in 2017. The Sydney Royal Easter Show is the largest agricultural event anywhere in Australia. It brings together over 50,000 different exhibits from cattle, sheep, poultry, horses, to arts and crafts and fine arts. It's an amazing spectacle. If you've never been, you might be amazed to see the variety of things that you could do here at the show and still not see it all. Over the next couple of episodes, I'll be bringing you some of the sights and sounds, as best I could describe them to you, of the Sydney Royal Easter Show for 2017.
Glenn Peffer, I manage Mogul Brahm instead of from Casino.
Thanks, Glenn. Well, 2017 Sydney Royal Easter Show, did you actually think you were going to make it this year?
About last Saturday, no way. The way the weather was coming in, the water was rising. I was looking at that 6 a.m. deadline on Wednesday morning for my arrival, but we made it anyway.
So to give a bit of background, Glenn, you're from Casino and the rain from ex-tropical cyclone Debbie impacted on you. Can you describe your operation and I guess then a little bit about how that rain impacted on you?
Basically, we run about 2,000 acres and we have our stud cattle running on 1,300 acres of our better country, of which three quarters of it does flood. We're set up for a flood with regards to our buildings. It does go in our buildings, but we've got benches built. But we were aware that it was coming, so we'd moved most of our stud cows out of water's range, but we'd kept our show team close to the house, thinking they would be safe. But unfortunately, the females had to be swum out.
So when you say they had to be swum out, how high was the water?
Well, we had some baby calves in the show team, which I left at home. So they would have been probably in 2.5 feet of water. So it wasn't a big swim, but something that we weren't prepared for at the time.
And how far did they have to swim?
Probably had to swim about 40 metres, but they were still standing in water. So I had to take them another 2 kilometres up the road to another set of yards.
So you managed to make it here to Sydney and you did very well today in the Brahman judging. You took home a couple of blue ribbons and a broad ribbon, I think, as well.
Yes, we ended up with 7 head. Every animal won a ribbon. We got four first, I think it was. We got senior bull reserve, senior cows. So we were really pleased with the effort.
Given all the trouble you went to bring cattle down, to get through the floods, to make it down for a deadline, why? What if you had to explain that to anyone who'd go, look, it's just all too hard, why did you still come?
Tradition. Mogul's been showing at Sydney for over 50 years. And the owners of Mogul Stud live in Sydney. And it's their contribution to the beef industry of New South Wales. I just love the atmosphere of Sydney's show. Strong supporter of it. And that's probably the main reason. This is my 36th year straight. I must admit I am getting a little weary of it, but once we're here, it's all fun.
So, Glenn, I guess tradition's one thing, but what does the show mean to you? It's got to be a bit more than tradition, doesn't it, really?
It gives us an access to our clients. People say, why come to Sydney show? We've got quite a strong clientele that come over from New Caledonia, from the Philippines, and they've been here today, and it looks as if we had two really strong inquiries for cattle. Recently, we just exported 3 brown bulls, New Caledonia, and the fellow who works for that family was here today taking photos of our success.
So, it's important for your stud success. What about for you personally, Glenn? You know, because I snuck around the corner of the pavilion and you're in the front row, you've got your cattle all lined up, your beds look immaculate, you've got thousands of people going past you and you are having a quiet 40-minute wink in your chair. So what about the show for you as Glenn Pfeffer?
For me, well, what they don't realise, you might have had me asleep in the chair, but don't realise that at lunchtime we've probably had a few whales as well. And that's what it's about. The social scene is fairly high on my agenda as well. As a group of Brahman breeders, we get on very well. We enjoy each other's company. We enjoy a beer. We tell a few lies. A bit of other stuff goes on. So it all works as a package.
So I guess in a lot of ways the show is almost a bit of an outlet for you, a safety valve, I guess, given that you've got to go home and look at what the flood's done. Or is it just a chance to forget about all of those things?
We all treat it as a as a release, a social release as well. You know, it's a bit of a holiday for everybody. We're only saying today a show cattle, you know, they've eaten really well, they've drunk really well, they behave themselves really well, look immaculate. Unfortunately, they hop off the truck on Tuesday night or Wednesday morning, they're going to be back in mud. It hasn't stopped raining at home yet, so that's probably a downer.
To avoid not thinking about that, Glenn, how do you cope going from casino and from where you are to this bustling big shed that has just got this endless stream of people wandering past who are also fascinated by Brahmins? Because let's face it, it's not something you see every day. What are some of the things that you've been doing that have been a little bit quirky, or how do you interact with the public?
Well, the question we get most asked the most is, what's in the hump? And we have been running a tally every day so far since the public's been allowed in. First day we had 36 requests, second day 37, today I think it was something like 38 or 39. So, and we put that on social media, and social media has got up and running with it. I had a text today from Helen Walker from the Queensland Country Life, what's today's total. So I've had friends in America, where I recently was, over there watching, saying, what's the total? So it's getting the public in worldwide, taking notes of Sydney Royal. And that's what it's about, just informing the public about beef cattle as well.
Do they ask other questions? I mean, the hump's the quirky question. Do they stop and spend a bit of time to get to know what you do and where you're from?
I think most of the public don't realise just how widespread Brahmin genetics are in Australia and how big the breed is. They only think they're a Northern Territory breed. They don't realise that they're probably the largest breed society in Australia with regards to genetically. They want to know where they come from. They're the sacred animals of India, from the Hindus. So these are just things that they ask, you know, and the normal things too. You know, they might see a bull and want to know what are those things between its legs, you know, and you explain their testicles. So it's all helps.
It's certainly a big change to think about coming down from that farm to dealing with that. But whenever I come round, there's always a crowd of people. So that must be a bit of fun as well.
Oh, look, it certainly is. Unfortunately, this year I had to leave my cow and calf at home. The calf just had to swim. It would have got scalded. Brahmin calves, full of character, full of cheek, little ears, big humps. So people come to see, can I pet the Brahmin calf, and how can you refuse?
Well, I don't think you can, really. Listen, Glenn, it's been great talking to you. I hope that when you get back to home, it's not as bad as what it was when you left.
Home's been texting me every day and saying we had 20 mils today, another 30 mils. Nothing today, fortunately, and the Weather Bureau, the forecast looks pretty good, so hopefully over Easter it's fine.
Do you reckon the water's gone away? Has the flood gone, or is it still lingering on?
The water got off fairly reasonably quickly. It's just that we are so muddy. Fortunately, I jumped on the bike before we left and went around a few of our fences, and even though there's a lot of debris on the fencing, most of the fencing's still standing, so that's a positive.
Well, you have a plan. How do you actually go back and do livestock production after a big flood like that? I mean, it's probably something that a lot of people have not had to deal with in quite a while. We've been through so significant droughts.
Probably there's two things we'll need to do. Is worm burden is going to be a major problem during the winter, so we'll be working out our drenching regime for the cattle. Fortunately, we've got enough on-farm fodder storage to, if we have to supplementary feed the cows during the winter, so we should be okay.
To wrap it up, Glenn, I'm going to ask you two questions. The first one is a serious one. And do you have any top tips for producers on the North Coast or in southern Queensland who are going through those floods? From your experience going through hundreds of floods over the last 30 years or so, is there any top two tips that you'd give to anyone thinking, where do I even start?
Early wean your cows and calves. You've got to pull those calves off those cows. It's a lot cheaper to feed calves than what it is to feed cows and calves, and it'll give your cows time to recuperate so they're going to calve down well in the spring. So I think that's number one. As I mentioned earlier, drenching program. Those young calves are going to be susceptible to all sorts of diseases and weeds you've possibly never seen before. So, yeah, just keep vigil about what's growing in your paddock as well.
Excellent. Okay, and now my second two tips. If someone was to ask you, what are the two tips for getting through Sydney Show or for coming to Sydney Show, what would you say to people?
Be prepared for very little sleep. It's amazing what the body can do. The second tip probably is make the most of it. You're here to enjoy yourself, interact with the public. They want to learn, they want to have some fun, and have some fun with them as well.
Okay, so I'm back in the sheds with Glenn. It's the last day of beef, and you all head home to casino this afternoon. Are you excited about that?
I can't wait to get out of the place.
You look a bit weary, Glenn. So I had to come back and ask you, it's about 3 days since Brahman judging, and you picked up another ribbon, I think, only last night. Was that correct?
Yes, that's correct. We had the honour of being awarded the most successful Brahman exhibitor, and as well as that, the Brahman breed won the best maintained presented breed. So we topped it off nicely.
Congratulations. That's a huge effort. So I had to come back and ask, did you get a final tally for how many people asked you what was in the hump?
After the 4 days, it tallied 145.
145, excellent. Now, you can't add this as part of that tally. What is in the hump?
What is in the hump? Well, before I answer that, I'll say Brahmins are not related to camels, rabbits, guinea pigs, anything with ears. So that's what we hear quite often. But the hump is actually a muscle. There's no bone. It's highly delicious. If you have a cholesterol problem, it's not good for you. It's very, very, very fatty, highly marbled, beautiful pot roast, succulent to eat.
Excellent. Glenn, thank you very much for coming down. It's excellent to see a long-term exhibitor loving to be here and having such a great show. We hope you have a safe trip home and that it's not too bad when you get back there.
Thank you, Alistair. Sydney show, it's the best in Australia. Recently went to Houston, America. We probably do run second to Houston, but Sydney show is only one Sydney Royal and we love it.
Thanks, Glenn. Take care, mate.